I want to thank all of you for worshiping together. As I think it's going to become fairly evident, I'm fairly new here. And so what I want to do this morning is talk with those of you that are new. I know right away you're saying, man, just what I've discovered, and I want this to kind of fit with where you are in your journey of discovery and of appreciating and recognizing and acknowledging what God has in store for you, is that I've come to appreciate that when I carpool, when I have someone share in my journey with me, it changes everything. I stop lane jumping. My anxiety level drops. I even find myself engaged in conversation that causes me to forget some of the time that I'm investing in staring at someone's rear end. And why does it always have to be the biggest SUV with the blacked in windows? I'm thinking, what is really going on in there? And what are they doing to me? Obviously, some of you have been in those SUVs doing that kind of stuff, so we'll talk later. The journey is so different when we share and we partner with others. How do you think that too can apply to our university and our seminary journey as we partner together? We're not in this alone. There are people who desire, be they faculty, be they colleagues, be they students that have gone through the ropes and have experienced this for themselves. But by God's grace, we are able to not go this alone. And so if today, newbies, you're working through some of those same questions, will I fit in? Is this really the place for me? And the question of all questions, did I make the right decision? Because I still may feel alone. I still may think I'm not a part of what Tyndale is and what God wants for me. But let me bring a word from God and a place of comfort and peace to say, He knows you. He loves you. And He has a specific plan for your life and for your time here at Tyndale. And so jump on, engage, and celebrate all that God has for us together as His people, as distinctive and unique and different as we may be. But don't make the journey alone. Be a good steward. Conserve your energy. You don't have to fill up your tank as much. And my metaphor is breaking down quickly, so I'm going to stop with the carpool thing. Okay? And just say, in closing, that it's great to be here with you. And in my theological perspective, each and every one of us are here for God's purpose, for God's time, and for His plans, and all that is ahead. Wherever you fall out in your theological perspective, God is sovereign. God has a plan for your life, and sin will not disrupt what He intends for you because He has provided a Redeemer. Blessed be His name.